Dear participants, at the Oslo for Review Conference in 2019, the state's parties place increased attention on the importance of gender and taking the diverse needs of people in affected communities into account in our implementation efforts. The decision of the Four Review Conference for committees to appoint a gender focal point has ensured that the matter of gender is considered in the work of each committee. This was an important decision. Likewise, the focus of the Oslo Action Plan for State Parties to integrating and mainstreaming gender considerations and taking the diverse needs and experiences of people in affected communities into account in management programming has had an important impact in our work. While we still need to improve, we have seen progress. In 2023, the committee observed that 10 state parties reported on efforts to ensure that the different needs and perspectives of women, girls, boys, and men are considered and inform all areas of convention implementation in line with action number 3 of the Oslo Action Plan. The committee observed that 9 state parties reported having established their baseline through inclusive consultations with women, girls, boys, and men in line with action number 18 of the Oslo Action Plan. The committee note the commitment of state parties to provide context-specific mind risk education and reduction programs that are sensitive to gender, age, disability, and take the diverse needs and experiences of people in affected communities into account. In this regard, the committee welcomed information from 9 state parties who reported on efforts to carry out mind risk education activities that collect, analyze, and report data disaggregated by gender, age, disability, and other diverse needs in line with action number 29 of the Oslo Action Plan. As we enter the final year of the Oslo Action Plan, we encourage all those states, parties implementing Article 5 to report updated information on their efforts to include gender and to take into consideration the diverse needs of people in affected communities into account during Article 5 implementation efforts. We are all well aware of the importance of gender to ensure effective and efficient implementation and to ensure that our efforts continue to have a real impact and do not harm approach. We look forward to working with all of you next year. Thank you, Mr. Chair.